Well, it's a pretty simple recipe. Wherever there's a community of people in a body of water, you'll find the marinas that facilitate our marine activities. Unfortunately, often you'll also find a marine environment that's stressed as a result of boating and other activities. Well, the Georgia Strait Alliance's Clean Marine BC program is trying to mitigate some of those problems. Since 2007, 52 marinas have signed on, including 16 here on Vancouver Island. However, none of those marinas are located in the busy Nanaimo-Sayward corridor. An effort is underway to change that. Michelle Young is the Clean Marine BC coordinator, and she's on the phone. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Gregor. It's nice to talk to you today.
Nice to have you with us. Now, what are some of the most common ecological impacts of marinas, first of all?
Well, the biggest impacts that marina have, there's really three big ones. And the first one is docks can be constructed out of materials that leak toxins, and the flotation can release styrofoam into the ocean. And it's a big project to reconstruct and replace docks. The second one would be that fuel spills. Small spills can really add up. And there's also the risk of a larger spill at a marina, especially ones that have fuel docks or from a boat sinking, for example. And we work with marinas to prevent spills from happening in the first place. And we also provide spill response training so that marinas are prepared to quickly and effectively respond to a spill should one actually happen. And the third big area is boat maintenance and pollutants running off from boat yards where the maintenance work takes place. And putting in place a containment system can also be a big project, but thankfully there's lots of little improvements that marinas can quickly do that we can also help them with.
All right. So what, I mean, I wonder how many of these negative impacts are preventable? How many of these could you avoid if the proper precautions are taken?
Well, all of these large ones can certainly be reduced, absolutely. And then, of course, there's lots of little things that marinas can do in addition to reducing impacts from the big three I mentioned. For example, they can install LED lighting and timers to improve energy efficiency. They can avoid the use of herbicides and pesticides, which can wash into the water and harm fish. They can expand what they're currently recycling to include common boat waste, such as used oil and oil filters and antifreeze. They can help reduce the dumping of sewage in the ocean by boats by providing a sewage pump out station. And they can even do really even more simple things, such as putting a shutoff nozzle on the end of a water hose, or they can share our guide to being boating with their boaters.
So how does your program work then? I mean, you have these sets of standards, some of which you've just outlined, and what the marina signs onto them, and then you inspect them on an annual basis, or what's the whole process?
So Clean Marine BC works with marinas to assess the environmental practices that they currently have in place, and we review everything from water and energy conservation to dock construction and maintenance, procedures that they have in place for when people are putting fuel into their boats, boat maintenance, emergency preparedness, and even help them with setting environmental goals. So we work with them to determine the practices they currently have in place, and then we assign an anchor rating once we've done a site visit, which happens every 3 years. And we also let marinas know, we commend them for where they're doing well, but we also let them know where they could be doing better, and we point them in the right direction to help them get our recommended improvements in place.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction there are no marinas certified under your program on Central Vancouver Island. Well, what are you doing to change that this month?
With the support of Environment and Climate Change Canada, we'll be touring the area in the coming week to visit as many marinas and boating facilities as we can. And we're going to be learning where they're currently at and how we can help them improve. And we'll be inviting them to join Clean Marine BC.
Now, if any harbor masters or marina owners are listening and want more information, what can they do?
They can visit our website at georgiastrait.org. They can reach me at cmbc@georgiastrait.org. Give us a call at 250-753-3459.
And if anyone's listening and thinking about it, but perhaps might be put off by the thought of it being a costly change, that, you know, maybe it's going to just cost too much, what would you say?
Well, a lot of these things they'll be doing, like I say, there are many smaller things that they can do. None of the recommendations that we make are requirements. It's all legislative compliance. And then they need to achieve a certain one anchor score in order to be certified. So we take on the philosophy of continual improvement. So as long as the marina has the basics in place, we're happy to work with them to improve over time. It's not about starting off from a place of perfection.
Well, Michelle Young, thank you for joining us. Thanks for walking us through this.
Thank you so much, Gregor. Have a great day.
Michelle Young with the Georgia Strait Alliance's Clean Marine BC program. She's the coordinator. It's 2.5 minutes to 8 now. And Liz McCarthy.